With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A resignation and retirement from Congress today from two representatives. Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell of California says he'll resign from Congress following sexual assault and misconduct allegations. Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas says he'll retire from Congress amid bipartisan calls to expel him. Gonzalez had already said he would not seek re-election. That's after admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide. The EU countries reacting to the defeat of Viktor Orban in Hungarian elections.
Leaders from across Europe, including NATO's Secretary General and the European Commission President, have congratulated winner Peter Magyar. However, some, like Italy's Prime Minister, have said kind words of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron has praised Magyar's commitment to EU values. Magyar has promised to repair Hungary's relations with the EU. Orban's 16-year rule often challenged EU governance, notably vetoing actions such as support for Ukraine following Russia's all-out invasion. Many European leaders saw Orban as a threat to European peace and prosperity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Florida teen suspected of killing his stepsister on a family cruise.
Timothy Hudson was initially charged in February and then indicted in March. The judge says he's being prosecuted as an adult at the request of prosecutors. Anna Kepner had been traveling on the Carnival Horizon ship in November with her family. Her body was concealed under a bed in a room she was sharing with two other teens, including Hudson. The cause of Kepner's death was determined to be mechanical asphyxia, which is when an object or physical force stops someone from breathing. Hudson has pleaded not guilty. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is SRN News. A new report on tithing.
It comes from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, and it finds that the biblical 10% guide is not being observed by many Christians. Gray Matter spokesman Ron Sellers tells Baptist Press, quote, "Today's evangelicals rarely come anywhere near that goal. Almost nobody is tithing. The average evangelical Protestant gives less than 2% of his income to his church. Overall giving levels have stabilized after several years of decline." Michael Harrington reporting.
Transgender darts player says he's not done fighting. That's after the sport's governing body enacted rules barring men from playing against women. Noëlin van Leeuwen of the Netherlands responding to the Dart Regulation Authority's new policy. The DRA has released a statement saying that it had commissioned an academic study of the problem of men competing against women and had got a lot of legal advice. This is SRN News. Stocks and oil prices in the day higher.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Monday. The S&P 500 rose 1%. The benchmark index has fully recovered its losses caused by the war with Iran. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. Oil prices rose back above $100 per barrel. Shipping through the vital Strait of Hormuz has essentially stalled since February. Ceasefire talks failed to end the war with Iran over the weekend. The U.S. military is preparing to blockade Iranian ports. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. Stocks fell broadly in Europe. Damian Troisi, New York.
Workers at the Swift Beef Company plant in Greeley, Colorado have reached a deal with plant owner JBS USA. That deal includes wage increases spread out over the next 2 years and a $750 one-time bonus. More details at srnnews.com.